You are watching TV while I vacuum your room. You hear the vacuum stop and the clicking sounds of my high heel slowly walking down the hallway towards you. You look over to see me, your cleaning lady, standing in the hallway looking at you. Your mouth drops open in shock at what I'm wearing. Instead of the typical sweat clothes I wear while cleaning, I'm now wearing a white, form-fitting body stocking. It stretches tight over my wide hips and huge breasts as I stare down at you with my hair tied up in a bun. You've always been attracted to me, but you never dreamed that I looked like this. I notice your eyes take my entire body in, and I say to you, "Hello, dear. I'm almost done cleaning your room, but I need to talk to you and show you something. Come." I hold out my hand, and you place your hand obediently in mine, not sure if you were dreaming this or not. I turn and walk you back towards your bedroom, my heart-shaped ass slowly swinging left and right as you stare at it in amazement. The thong and the back of my body stocking leaving very little to your imagination. We get into your bedroom, and you see your laptop has been turned on, lying on your desk next to your bed. I softly pat the bed and say, "Sit down right here, dear." You sit, and I slowly lower my perfect ass to sit right next to you. You have never been this close to me before. I am so much taller than you that your head is at the same level as my incredibly large breasts, just inches away to the right of your face. Embarrassed, you quickly look down at your lap and notice that my left hand is resting warmly on your right thigh, and that makes you both nervous and excited. Now look under your desk, young man. Do you see those dried yellow streaks under there and against the wall? I have to clean that up. But what made those streaks, dear? You look in horror and embarrassment, not wanting to admit anything in front of me. "Yes, I know what it is, dear, and it's perfectly natural for you to do that. You've entered puberty and discovered masturbation. No doubt you use your computer to look at porn while you do that. Well, that's natural too, and I don't want you to be embarrassed about it, okay?" While I'm saying this, I'm softly running my left hand up and down your right thigh, back and forth. Slowly and sensuously. You feel a sudden tingle in your loins at this and just nervously look up at my face. "Let's see what you like to look at, shall we?" In your shock, I bring up a picture folder of porn that you always look at on your computer. "Well, well, look at all these pretty ladies. They all look so loving and maternal with their big breasts, don't they? Is this what you like to look at, little one? Dominant, maternal women with big bosoms and long, beautiful legs, snake-like hips. And look at the mouths on these ladies. So full and pouty, aren't they? Why, I wonder what a woman with lips like that could do." You look up at my face and see my own incredibly full and thick lips. I slowly run my tongue over them, making them glisten with sticky saliva while I stare at you with intense eyes. My left hand has now moved directly over your crotch and is just petting you, back and forth, softly with my hand, feeling your penis start to harden underneath my velvety palm. That's right. That's a good boy. Yes, I feel my hand moving over you, dear. So nice. Now we have to have a little discussion. Now that you're getting older, it's not right for you to be masturbating and making messes underneath your desk. No. It's time you'd be administered routine milkings by an older woman. Boys need to know their place and behave. And this is something that needs to be controlled by your mother or myself. Don't worry, I am very experienced at milking boys as I will show you. And with that, I slowly reach over and unzip your pants. Pull them down to your ankles. You sit motionless and stunned at what I just did, your mouth open in amazement. I trace a blood-red fingernail over your throbbing erection, still confined tightly by your underwear. Let's bring this little toy of yours out to play, and I'll show it what pleasure really feels like. And I pull your underwear right off of you, revealing your quivering penis jutting up from your lap. You let out a yelp and try to cover your penis with your hands as you try to quickly stand up, but my left arm grabs you by the shoulders and yanks you down again. I'm so much stronger than you. Now, let's not be like that, little boy. No need to be embarrassed. I've seen many boys' penises, dear. You have nothing to be bashful about. Now, I'm just going to take my right hand and pull your hands away from it. How delicious that looks. It's standing at attention for me, isn't it? Good boy. Doesn't it feel nice to have my velvety palm run over it? Yes, it feels nice, doesn't it? Now, I'm going to apply some Vaseline to it, rubbing it all over your penis, up and down, just like that. Ah, now doesn't that feel good, baby? I know it does. My hands are bigger and stronger than yours, aren't they? Feel how your whole penis just disappears into my fist, pumping up and down, up and down. That made you whimper a little bit, didn't it? There will be much more whimpering to come out of you, little one. Feel how my hands are much, much more experienced than yours. I have been doing this to boys for many years, precious. So many penises have been milked by me, so expertly, so thoroughly. I bet when you stroke yourself, you just get all excited and impatient, and you look at your photos and you just go so fast and shoot everywhere so quickly, don't you? Well, that's not the proper way to truly milk a penis. You have to go slow. Long strokes like what I'm doing now. Twisting over the head like this and going back down the shaft nice and slow like this. Gripping firmly up and down just like this. Yes, little one. Oh, those whimpers. Feels so good, doesn't it, baby? Yes. Oh, this is why you need to be milked by an older woman like me. Because I know every wonderful way to build up all that semen in your balls. And when you come, it won't just be an orgasm. No. When I make you come, it will be a helpless and relentless explosion of rope after rope of hot, white semen. And you'll be screaming all the while because it's so intense. Yes, that's right, little one. I make every boy scream. They usually scream out mommy when they come. I think they like to think of me as their mommy. Yes, they do. I bet I can get you to scream out mommy when you come. I think I will. Just feel my hand stroking up and down and up and down just like that. Twisting and turning my fist over your pretty little penis. Oh, I can feel it quiver and throb, little one. Good boy. You are a very good boy. Yes, you are. Oh, look at those little drops of pre-cum seeping out of you. I'm going to run my finger right up to my mouth and suck on that pre-cum. It tastes so good, little one. Such wonderful milk you have. That's why it's a shame to waste it, shooting it on the wall or underneath your desk. That's why it needs to be milked and collected properly. Now, look at my vacuum cleaner. It's a very powerful sucking appliance. I even have a special attachment for it. It's a milking attachment. Here it is. See this soft latex hole? I put it down over your penis, and I turn the vacuum machine on, and I pump it up and down, and you will be screaming in no time, little one. What's that? You're afraid that your mother might hear and come downstairs? Oh, my silly little boy. Your mother asked me to do this. She tapped this milking attachment with her fingers and said, make sure he's milked and completely drained today. It's time for him. Yes, that's what she said, dear. And I completely agree with her. It is time for you. Time to be drained. Time to be milked. I put my left arm around you, gripping you close to me as my bosom presses into your face. Before you can say or do anything, I have plunged the milking attachment down and around your helpless penis, sheathing it in warm, tight little prison. Shh. I know, baby. I know. It feels a little bit scary to be in there, doesn't it? You feel trapped, don't you? It's natural to be scared of it. All the boys do. That's why I'm here to guide you through this milking, dear. Now let me just turn this on. Doesn't that feel wonderful, little one? Feel how that vacuum is just sucking and sucking at your trapped little penis. Feel how it's wrapped so tightly around you as I slowly pump it up and down and up and down. Yes. That's what a woman's mouth feels like when she's sucking and sucking on your penis. Oh, doesn't that feel so good? If you're lucky and a good boy, maybe one day I will wrap my thick lips around your penis and suck and suck. Would you like that? Oh, I know you will. We need to work you up for that, though. That would just be far too intense for you to handle right now. I know of other cleaning ladies and mothers who get impatient and take their boys far too soon with their mouths. Sometimes the little boys have heart attacks right there. It's just too much for them too soon. But don't worry. I won't suck on you for a long while. No, we need to get you used to being milked by the vacuum machine. Only then could you be ready for my mouth. But don't think I'm not too eager for you to get to that place. Oh, feeling a boy screaming and going into epileptic seizures as he shoots his beautiful cream down my relentless sucking mouth is something I cherish. Yes, I do. I suddenly lift up my left leg and bring it over your head as I quickly bring my body up close behind you. I wrap my long, powerful legs around your own, and my left hand presses against your chest, pushing you tightly against my body as my cleavage surrounds and engulfs your face from behind. My right hand holds the milking attachment firmly in place over your penis as it never stops its steady rhythm of pumping up and down. Up and down, up and down. Your breathing comes in sharp and erratic gasps between my bosom as the pleasure is becoming far too much for you. You feel my warm breath purr into your left ear. I guess I should have told you, dear. I need to hold on tight to you for your orgasm. The vacuum milking is relentless. It will not be like the typical 6 or 7 second orgasm you have when you're masturbating. No. The orgasm you're about to endure will go on for at least a minute, sometimes two. Your body will go into spasms while you scream. I need to hold you tightly so you don't injure yourself. Or so the milking attachment stays on your penis and collects the full creamy load from your balls. Don't be scared now. Be a brave little boy like I know you can be. And just let the machine suck everything out of you, baby. Don't fight it. I said, don't fight it. I have a hold of you. You can't get away, little one. No boy has ever gotten away when I have my arms and legs wrapped around them. You have to go through this. You can't stop yourself from coming. And you are going to come so hard, little one. So, so hard. Stop whining. Stop whining. Just take it, baby. Just let it happen. You can't stop it from happening, baby. No, you can't. Feel it sucking and sucking you. Give into it. I said, give into it. Yes, that's it. I feel your muscles tensing. Oh, I feel your little heart beating like a hummingbird. You're so close now, my little boy. So close. Listen to my words, honey. Listen to me and obey me. Shoot, 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 shoot. You can't fight it. You can't fight me, baby. Obey me. Surrender to me. Shoot. Shoot. Yes, that's it. Yes, shoot. Shoot. Oh, you're coming. Good boy. Keep on coming. That's it. My good boy. Yes, I know. I'm holding you while you shake and spasm, baby. I'm holding into you while you shoot. Oh, all the screams you're making. Poor baby. That's it. Oh, come. Shoot. Yes. It's taking more out of your balls, baby. It's taking everything. Oh, you're just crying and wailing. Keep on shooting it, baby. Just a bit more. Oh, just a little bit more. Oh, yes, calling me mommy now. Oh, my sweet baby boy. Mommy is here. Mommy is right here, taking it all out of you. Oh, taking it all out of you while you scream and spasm. Oh, shoot. Oh, so much is coming out of you. What a good little boy. What a sweet little boy mommy has. That's it. Oh, it's winding down. Oh, it's just sucking the last drops out of you. Yes, let it take it from you, baby. I know it hurts. It's okay to cry. Mommy will make it all better. Oh, yes, there's still a few spasms and spurts of your wonderful juice just shooting out of you. Good boy. What a good little boy. That's it. That's my good boy. Oh, just let it suck out the last bit from your balls. I know it's painful. Shh. Oh, does it hurt to feel it keep on sucking? Oh, poor little baby crying so. It's ending now. It's ending, baby. Your balls have shrunk up all the way inside you. There's nothing left, is there? Oh, nothing left. I'll just turn it off now. Oh, so much crying and carrying on. Still, let me turn you to face me. So many tears on your cute little face. It was quite the ordeal, wasn't it? Yes, so intense. But that just is how it's going to be from now on. Baby, are you okay? Oh, you're in shock, aren't you? Your whole body is just shivering and quaking from it all. I'll just pull the top of my body stocking down. Here. Just suckle from mommy's breast. There you go. And we'll stop you from crying. That's it, baby. Just suckle as I nurse you to sleep. Go to sleep, little angel. Go to sleep. Mommy has got you. Such a good boy. Shh. 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 I got you. I've got you.